Darren LaHood is the Republican congressperson from Illinois 16th. Darren, welcome back to the show. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, John. Great to hear your voice. Happy to be on with you today from Milwaukee.
You know, I was about to say from Peoria. You are from Peoria, but your district changed a little, right? Don't you represent central Illinois and then a swath that goes really far north in the state?
I do, yeah. I have much of northern Illinois now. Actually, where I'm at in Milwaukee is about an hour from my district.
Yeah.
I represent two-thirds of the Wisconsin border. So I have part of McHenry County now, part of DeKalb County, Grundy County, and then much of northwest Illinois.
That's what I knew. I didn't look up your district, but two-thirds of the border is an interesting way to put it. Since when I lived in Peoria, you and your dad represented just that spot in central Illinois, such as gerrymandering in our state. So how's the convention going? What's your take so far at the RNC?
Well, I have to say, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect coming here, but the last 2 days really have been remarkable. I think the Trump team and the RNC have put on a wonderful convention. Milwaukee's been a great host. I think if you've watched the last two nights, John, the sense of unity and optimism and togetherness comes across. I don't think it could have gone any better. I think it's also a reflection, John, Trump and his team are much more focused and disciplined this time around. Remember, Trump was our nominee in 16 and 20. 24 is much different, and this convention, I think, is a great reflection. I would also say, John, obviously two things have helped change a lot of that in the last 3 weeks. The debate performance of Biden has given us a new pep in our step as Republicans and given us a lot of confidence with his poor debate performance. But secondly, obviously, the tragic events that occurred on Saturday and kind of the leadership and courage and resiliency shown by President Trump, I think, has brought together Republicans this week. And so far, the convention couldn't have gone better.
I think you're spot on about both of those events. And I think that weirdly, and it wasn't long before a lot of us thought that, after the former president survived that assassination attempt and threw up his fist in defiance, you saw that as not only a strong moment for a man who was almost felled by a bullet, but also a moment where he could pivot to appearing as a more sympathetic character. And then the question would be, is he going to now act a little more reserved, a little more presidential, or will he still be the fire, brimstone, name-calling Trumper that we see out on the stump? I guess we'll have to wait and see what his speech sounds like on Thursday.
Yeah, I think you're right, John. If you've watched him in the box the last two nights, very reserved. You know, it was noticeable by everybody. I mean, a little bit more cautious. And as you're well aware, he ripped up his speech that he was going to give on Thursday. He's giving a whole new speech. And again, he's talked about unifying the country. I think he's got a great opportunity to do that. No one can predict how the tragic events of Saturday will play out. But I think it is teed up very, very well for him, again, to express to the country how we need to unify.
And I can understand then why you and your colleagues there have, as you say, a pep in your step. But Darren, Congressman, what would you say to the people who, as maybe happy as you are about the sort of campaign that the president has in front of him or the polling that reflects his popularity right now, what do you say to the people who are just as terrified of Project 2025 or another Trump presidency or the dictator that he said he wanted to be for a day? I mean, there are a lot of people who are as happy as you are, absolutely terrified of what a Trump presidency would mean. In the name of unity, what do you say to those people?
Well, I think a couple things. I think if you're an undecided voter and you tune into this convention, what did you see last night? You saw former rivals of President Trump, Nikki Haley, take the stage. Marco Rubio, who ran against him in 16. You had Ron DeSantis up there. You've had a very diverse group of people. You had the head of the Teamsters on Monday night that went up there and talked about working class people and labor being supportive of President Trump. And so regardless of what you think of his personality, I think what you've seen is people coming together that haven't always supported President Trump. Remember, J.D. Vance was a never Trumper. He didn't support Trump, and now he's his running mate. So I think you've seen a change coming back, you know, and the bottom line is we now have a binary decision in this election. is it Joe Biden or President Trump? You may not like President Trump, but I think he speaks to a lot of the American people on the core issues, which is inflation and the high costs that many Americans are going through right now, the unmitigated disaster at the southern border, and just kind of the perceived weakness of the United States under Joe Biden. And I think on those issues, I think Trump has a lot of appeal, and that's why you see him up in all the polling in the six states. But remember, John, we still have a long ways to go in this election. We're having our convention early. The president's going to have his next month in Chicago, as you're well aware. We got to stay focused and disciplined and on the issues.
Yeah, Bob Surratt said that all of these conventions are infomercials. And so while the Democrats in Chicago in a month will say how good things are, and you could point to economic numbers, even inflation, and say we have a lot going for our country right now. The markets are hitting new highs. Inflation is stabilized. Interest rates are poised to come down. We're over 41,000 on the Dow, for crying out loud. And the Democrats will talk about how good things are. The Republicans are talking about how good things can be, in essence, how bad things are right now. The country's not in a terrible place right now, is it, Congressman?
It's not, but elections are about the future. They're not about the past. And when people look at, again, the binary choice between Joe Biden and President Trump and looking at the future, after watching Biden in that debate, no one can think that the future is bright. People want a strong leader, somebody that's energetic, somebody that's optimistic. And that's going to be the core thing. I mean, as you're well aware, John, there is a huge movement of dump Biden that's out there right now by lots of Democrats. And I saw a lot of them last week when I was in D.C. Yeah. And so this is a choice between two different directions for this country. It may not be perfect, but I think thus far, President Trump this week with his messaging through a lot of different people, and you'll see it, I think, on Thursday night, will be important and is a reflection of the appeal that he has in these six swing states.
As each day goes by, it does seem more and more likely that it is going to be Trump and Biden. You know, at least a week or two ago, there was some wonder if, in fact, Joe Biden is going to step down. But every day we get closer to the convention in Chicago, and he hasn't released his delegates yet. So we will see how that plays out, and we will be listening for the former president's words on Thursday. And next time you're in Chicago, come through our studios, Darren.
Would love to do that, John. You're always great to welcome me there, and so I'll look forward to being in person.
Representative Darren LaHood from Illinois 16th, from Peoria all the way up to the border.